In July, Fort Wainwright Garrison Commander Colonel Ron Johnson told Two Rivers community members the Army was responsible for igniting the Stewart Creek 2 wildfire on June 19th.
They allowed the training to occur. It was artillery training. Did start a fire. So it was monitored, smoked up, they hit it again, and then when the fire conditions changed and the weather can change, it flared up. And now we got what we got.
Days after his admission, the Army backtracked. Colonel Johnson has since announced his plans for retirement, but the Army says he's not stepping down because of his comments. Lieutenant Colonel Alan Brown is U.S. Army Alaska's Chief of Public Affairs. He says the situation at the time was much too fluid to make any kind of determination.
We had to rule out lightning strikes. We had to rule out other human causes. But mostly we just needed to look at all the data and make sure that we were making the right call.
An investigation into the cause of the blaze indicates that the Army was, in fact, responsible.
I know that there's been, you know, some frustration in the community, and I think justifiably so. You know, we live there, too, and we're just as much part of the community as anybody else, and we want to do things as safely as we can, and we don't want to put anybody else unnecessarily at risk.
The 87,000-acre fire forced the evacuation of Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley residents and their animals and livestock. One of those residents is Melinda Shore. She and her 13 sled dogs left their home twice as the blaze edged within miles of her property.
Well, I was really appreciative of the way Colonel Johnson came forward at the meeting. And, you know, and then there was that little bit of tail covering, not little bit, there was considerable tail covering afterward. But he seemed genuinely concerned about what had happened and taking responsibility for it. And, you know, that's a good thing. You know, certainly the Army contributes a lot to the community here, and they're an important part of the community, but this was just such a massive screw-up.
A second Army investigation reveals what John Pinnell calls systemic problems with Army training procedures. Pinnell is the Chief of Media Relations for U.S. Army Alaska.
During an extreme fire warning, only the U.S. Army Alaska G3, who's the Chief of Operations, can approve a waiver for training to continue. But in this case, that was delegated down to the installation range officer instead.
The installation range officer was based at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson near Anchorage when the decision to continue training was made. Pinnell says explosive artillery was also used during the mission.
During an extreme fire warning, one of the munitions that the regulation tells us to not use is high explosives, and those were what were used on the 19th that caused the initial ignition.
From now on, the only person who can approve live fire training when fire danger is high is Fort Wainwright's deputy commanding officer. The Army also plans to acquire non-explosive artillery rounds at times when red flag warnings are issued. Alan Brown says they'll also build on a partnership with the University of Alaska Fairbanks to use unmanned aerial vehicles to monitor fire-prone areas.
Obviously, the fire and the results and everything adds a lot more validity to expanding that relationship.
The Army typically plans training missions at least a year in advance. Brown says new procedures will apply for any training set to take place over the Yukon training area next summer. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.